Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to the Trample Fest podcast for the weekend of Saturday, March 11th, 2023. I am your host, Andy Vaughan, and with me, as always, is Gordo.
Hello! How you doing, Andy? We haven't spoken ages.
Well, I've just seen Dundee United get a point. Bugger me, a point in the Scottish Premiership. I will take that. That is okay.
I was going to say, that's an outstanding result for you guys.
Yes,
one each away at Livingston, especially being a goal down. I will take that. Although Sadat and Aku, who Jim Goodwin had starting essentially as a centre forward, missed an open goal from 2 yards out. It was like an instant replay of Chris Owilimo, if you remember, in a Scotland jersey way back in the day. So when you get a chance to see the highlights, this happened just before half time. This happened in like the 44th minute, and he subbed him at half time.
Wow.
Correctly done.
No fucking about. You want to miss an open goal from 2 yards? That's you. I'd be surprised if we see him again.
Yeah. Thank you. In the country.
Yeah, he's just gone. Just gone. It was a bad mess. I feel for the lad, but at the same time, like when you're struggling and you're at the bottom of the league, you really need your strikers to score things that, like, that should be on its own an XG of like 0.999.
It's almost unmissable.
Like that opportunity. Like if you give that to a striker 2 yards out with an open goal, he's going to score that 999 times out of 1,000. Like it should be that in terms of XG. I don't know how they work the XG out exactly. Bugger me, man. But anyway, a point. So I'm happier than I could have been recording this at 10:15 on Wednesday evening. you'll have heard the voice of Mr. Chris Kelly there. How are you, Chris?
Oh, yeah, I'm doing okay. How's everyone else?
Grand, mate, grand.
And that was a very 10:15 on a Wednesday night answer.
Yeah, it was. It's fine. This year, you've obviously taken a step back from fantasy baseball, which is great because one of the main contenders in the league for taking draft picks at 8 a.m. is gone. So it's clearing a runway for me to pick up the shite of the day for an entire year. So
you're welcome. I expect my checks in the post.
That's it. I will do.
Imagine winning a championship and then not defending it the next year.
I know. Who would do such a thing? That's awful.
Poor form.
Terrible behaviour.
You hear people say that, like, you know, oh, I'm going to like bow out on top, off, I win it, I'm not coming back. You fucking done it. And there he is, holding his trophy. And there's Gordon's one for the Tramp Bet League. Did you two organise this?
Andy, where's your one?
Yeah, have you got yours?
Do you know what? I can. It says 2021 on it, though.
Oh, right, okay. See, that's not the year we were talking about, though. Like, no. Even with your two accounts, you couldn't get it sorted.
That is slanderous and not true, and we all know it.
I don't know. I've not seen a profile picture yet. So
yeah, I know nothing happening. So
dodgy stuff.
Shall we move on to the football past the baseball then?
Should we talk about the listeners want to hear, as opposed to three goons just talking about their fantasy baseball contest? Yeah.
The kind of chat we would have driving to Aberdeen to play lower league Scottish baseball.
Well, the fourth person in the car falls asleep.
Yeah.
I think you'll find this actually.
Miss you, Tristan.
It's actually top flight Scottish baseball, Gordon.
Yeah, I think I was more meaning against the general quality of baseball played around the world.
Ah, yes, but you didn't say that though, did you? It's top flight top baseball.
High quality Scottish baseball, low quality general baseball.
We are doing a fantastic job moving on to the football, aren't we?
We are, right, let's do this, come on.
We are indeed. So obviously we are a football betting podcast. We may have forgotten it for 5 minutes there, but we're back and in the zone. We've had Mr. Jerome Els with us the past 2 weeks. Jerome has handed the gauntlet over to Chris for this week. So Chris, we're going to just quickly run through the results from last week, as is always what we do, so that there's some sort of record as to how well or badly we got on. So not much for you to say in the first half, unfortunately. But we'll be quick about this. I started the weekend off. It was a good one. Bayern Munich away at Stuttgart. 2-5 for a Munich win. Paid out after 60 minutes. Although Stuttgart did get a goal back. But Munich won the game 2-1. So, banker in.
Similar banker for me. I had Man City versus Newcastle. I took Man City to win this game. Ended up kicking off at 1-2. So, I thought it was a bit shorter than that, but it ended up being off at 1-2. City won this game 2-0. Didn't have it all their own way. They did score early in the first half, 15 minutes in, and Newcastle put in a bit more pressure in the second half. But they brought in Bernardo Silva, and he scored after 2 minutes being on the pitch. There's your impact sub for you.
Class.
Yeah, won the game 2-0. Newcastle still haven't scored. And my brother was telling me this in 8 games against City.
Oh, really?
It's a really poor record they've got.
Quite the drought.
Yes. So that led us on to Jerome.
Jerome lost his banker. Nice versus Auxerre. Nice win at 2-5. Ended a 1-1 draw. So unfortunately killing the banker treble. And why he's been punted from the show this week. Just like Sadat Anaku. He missed the open goal.
You
for
miss your
yards.
Goals, you get taken out. Is that the...
Jim Goodwin's come along and hooked him. Taking him straight out. Nah. He's unlucky. One each the game ended, so you can't win them all. Although we would hope to win all the bankers. That is the sort of bread and butter, but unlucky from Jerome this week. On to the value picks. Jesus, my value pick. I picked Union Berlin, who I was pretty damn certain would beat Cologne at home at odds of just under even money, 10 to 11. This game ended 0-0, and I watched the last 20 minutes of it, and I could see within about 2 minutes of watching the 70th to the 72nd minute, this game was definitely going to finish 0-0. It just had it written all over it. So a really disappointing one, because I didn't get it too wrong, but the game had nothing to it. It was just a dead rubber of a football match.
I wasn't much better in the value slot. I had Brescia versus Cagliari. I really fancied Cagliari after Brescia have been awful. They hadn't scored a goal in 6 games or 7 games. So congratulations, Brescia, on scoring your first goal in game 7 of that rut. They drew this game 1-1. Cagliari actually took the lead here. So as soon as they took the lead, in my head, I was like, I was done for Brescia.
Done now.
Because they're not doing it. But they did manage to get back on. Disappointed in that one, because Brescia have also played in the midweek game that I tipped them. I quite fancied Citadella when they're playing against them. They drew that 0-0, so maybe they found a little bit more resolve now, but in the midsection you're going to be shitting all over them again, so I'll leave.
Oh really, you're not off it. You're not off.
No. I will leave you to talk about Jerome's pick.
Jerome's pick was a good one. Sheffield Wednesday at home to Peterborough. A 1-0 win for Sheffield Wednesday at odds of 4-5. So Jerome, the only success out of the value picks this week, so well done, big man. On to the outsiders. I was in Japan for mine. Cerezo Osaka away at the consistently inconsistent Urawa Red Diamonds. And Urawa actually won this game 2-1. So this was a loss for me. They got an 82nd minute winner, but that was only after Osaka had scored a goal in the 70th minute mark, and it got VAR'd off like 3 or 4 minutes later. You know when you get an alert telling you there's been a goal and then you don't get like an instant disallowed goal, so you think things are fine?
Things were not fine.
Things were not. So I went from thinking they had a 2-1 lead to 10 minutes later it being 2-1 to the other way. But hey, if I had the same bet this weekend, I'd still back Cerezo Osaka away at Urawa. Urawa are a team that, well, you know this, Gordon, from doing this podcast so long, just drastically inconsistent.
Yeah, they're a team I just wouldn't consider. They are they are Morton to me. So yeah, unlucky there, to be fair, with the goal getting chopped off. But I wasn't even close to unlucky with my game. This was Almeria versus Villarreal, and it was a game I was billing as two teams that absolutely love winning at home. Almeria lost at home to Villarreal. It came in the second half, 76th minute. I'd taken this game as a draw. It came a 76th minute goal for Gerard Moreno, and then an 88th goal for Morales in there as well. Almeria had zero shots on target throughout this game. None.
Class.
Yeah, so I basically needed Villarreal to continue not scoring for another. They'd 15 to go, and they ended up getting two goals, but they thoroughly deserved this one. There was no, the XG is like 2.25 versus 0.28, I think the expected goals were. Almeria had six shots off target. That's not winning you games. It's not even drawing you games. And yeah, that's what I was looking for there. So nothing for the outsider for me.
Jerome's outsider didn't come in either, but it was very close for what it was. He took Blackpool at home to Burnley at the huge odds of 5-1. Just thinking that if Burnley are going to slip up, it'll be against a team like Blackpool. And they did slip up because the game ended 0-0. So they actually didn't beat them. But Jerome had gone all out on a Blackpool win. Have a guess. And obviously, this is just a guess. Right, you know, I'm not expecting you to know this, and you can be wildly out without any ridicule. Over the 90 minutes, guess the percentage of possession split.
Blackpool 30, 70?
I'm guessing the other way around. Blackpool 70, 30.
No, Blackpool 22% of the ball.
I think it's Neil Lennon their manager.
22.
Is this a Champions League game?
It's no, 22% of the ball for Blackpool. Although they did manage six shots, albeit very Almeria-esque, none on target. So, but hey, it was a good shout from Jerome, actually. I think most people would have had that game as just a stick-on Burnley win.
There was a ton of stuff on Twitter, people talking about how Burnley were the shitters of the week for not doing it. And he did say, after the podcast, he was talking a bit more about the picks, and he had a line, something along the lines of, he was like, it's just a shit seaside town. You go there and get 3 points. Fair enough. He doesn't like Brighton, and he doesn't like Blackpool. He just hates the seaside, that boy.
Well, hey, it was fair. So did Burnley. Nil-nil. Good shout, Jerome. Unfortunate to not get it in and ending 0-0. On to the charity picks then, and I'm just going to start with Jerome's because it was blood wonderful. Middlesbrough versus Reading, the home win for Middlesbrough. Okay, banker style odds of 5-11. Actually much shorter than his actual banker for the week. And Middlesbrough went out and won this game 5-0. It was just a comprehensive demolishing of Reading. So great pick, and Jerome with his charity pick in.
I guess that will lead on to me to do this. This was Le Havre versus Laval. I really fancied a home win in Le Havre here. All of our picks for the weekend were under even money for the charity, 7 out of 10. Laval actually took the lead in this game. Le Havre won it 2-1. The best thing to do when conceding an early goal is to immediately score an equaliser. That's pretty much what they did. And then the rest of the game, they were well on top. They'd way more of the ball. They deserved this win, and they did get it, although it did come in the form of a late goal, 78th minute, Sangatti getting a goal for them. 7-10, 2-1, which means Mr. Charity, Andy Vaughan, how did your little pick go?
So if you've listened to the podcast before, you know we usually do this in the order of me, Gordo, and then the co-host. So the fact that I'm going last here, you might have figured out there's a twist in the tale. It's like in The Traitors, when they mix up the voting order. Ooh, why have they done that? Oh, because the last person's fucked it, and fucked it I did. Kawasaki at home to Shonan. I took Kawasaki for the home win at 3-4. They should be winning games like this. They have title aspirations this year. And the bet lost. They drew the game 1-1. They were a goal down, equalised in the 81st minute, and then spent the next 10 minutes plus stoppage time trying to find that equaliser, and they just couldn't. Although I think they were through 1-on-1 with basically the last kick of the game. Was that this game?
And, it was.
Yeah. And they should have scored, and the guys mishit it straight at the keeper. So
they lost to Shimizu this week as well. I've seen that pop up.
In the Levain Cup.
Yeah.
Yeah, the equivalent of the League Cup.
The League Cup. Did they tell them they've got a Mickey Mouse Cup description for it? Oh, they're only playing the fucking Levain Cup.
I think they do, because you see teams not take it seriously with their starting lineups. So yeah, I think they really do. Like, they'll take the Emperor's Cup seriously, but not the Levain Cup, the equivalent of the League Cup. So, unfortunately, due to my own actions this week, the charity treble did not come in. We got one in last week where it was looking good for 2 out of 2, but my pick let us down. So, my apologies, and I'll be backing it again this week. So, you and Chris do the business, and then I'll
find
a way to drag myself over the line. Oh, it's changed days from when you used to fuck the charity bet every week.
Like, I've just become a much more grounded and round person as overall. I just commit to charity. Look at Jerome. He stuck his banker in the charity there. Got that in.
Got it in. Yeah, he did. So thanks to Jerome, not here this week, but a couple of good weeks from him and some good picks in there as well. Okay, we're going to move on to our regular break in the podcast, but you'll know that if you join us on Patreon and become a member of the Trampled Bet Club, you get this podcast as a video podcast, and rather than an advert, you get the middle section where we talk about other picks that we like that didn't make the show, things that we've heard from the gambling world, and just generally shoot the breeze about sports betting. And that's a bit of extra content for those that are members of the Trampled Bet Club. So go to patreon.com/trampledbet, £6 a month for the Trampled Bet Club. And you can see us in there. Also, this week is Cheltenham week. Well, next week. And we've already recorded a quick preview show. So if you're listening to this podcast and haven't heard that yet, have a wee look on your podcast provider and you'll get a bit of the, you'll get an idea of the content that we produce for Cheltenham. We will have daily shows on Patreon, myself, Gordo and Dave Greenfield, talking through every single race, every single day. And there'll be plenty of tips, plenty of horse racing chat. We'll point out all the best bookie offers. And we'll even have a wee sort of contest between the three of us that you can keep track of as well. So loads of content coming up. I think Gordo Gary said in the Facebook group, if you've ever thought of becoming a member of the Patreon, March is the month to do it. And you can cancel after 1 month. You know, we understand money's tight, guys, and whatnot, but this is the big one.
This is basically where we truly become, as we see Detroit become human, we truly become podcasters. For that this entire week, because it is a slog to get through on Friday. You're like, I cannot look at any more horses over this time period, but really looking forward to it and looking forward to taking the Dave Greenfield Cup back this year after he thoroughly gave me and Andy a bit of a beating in the overall selection last year.
He was definitely better than us last year. So
I included you in that, but that's really not fair. He did beat me quite handsomely. I think I was mathematically out of it with like three races left, and I'd picked outsiders in them. so yeah, but really looking forward to this week. And let's go chat with Chris about 9 correct scores that he's predicting in the SPL.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing, because each guest has a different area of expertise and different stuff they're interested in. So, Chris, you're sometimes in the women's football leagues and some low Scottish leagues as well. So looking forward to that chat over the middle. Right, advert time. See you after the break.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome back, and now on to this week's picks for the weekend of Saturday, March 11th, 2023. As usual, banker pick from each of us, value pick from each of us, outsider pick from each of us, and then one pick from each of us for the charity treble. We put it on £10 of our own money this week, my money, on the treble, and all proceeds, should we get a winner, go to a charity to be announced on next week's show. We hit one last 2 weeks ago, not last week. So hoping to get back to back to winning ways. And we've got Chris Kelly with us this week as our guest co-host. So looking forward to this and hearing about some leagues we maybe haven't heard from in a while. I shall kick us off with my banker bets. The banker bet, something that we think is basically a stick on to win and can be used to enhance accumulators. Also, I always take our bankers as a treble because, you know, I have confidence in us all being able to pick a winner for the banker slot, and they usually return pretty good odds. My banker is Sunday at 3 p.m. in Denmark, the top flight, the Danish Superliga, where it's second in the table, FC Copenhagen. They've got 36 points from 20 games and a plus 19 goal difference. They travel to 10th placed Horsens. Now, it's a 12-team league, so 10th is not that great. They have 22 points from their 20 matches and a minus 13 goal difference. Copenhagen are really pushing league leaders Nordsjælland hard at the moment. They're now only 3 points behind them at the top of the table. Their form is tremendous. They're a perfect 15 points from their last five league games, winning them all, including a rather magnificent 7-0 demolition of Odense last weekend. So they're in great form and they're smashing in goals. And in fact, since the Superliga season returned, which was 4 weeks ago, they've won three league games and a cup game. So all four games they've played without conceding a single goal. So they're banging goals in for fun. They're not conceding any goals. They're winning all their games. And that's against Horsens, who have managed only 4 points across their last five matches. Their last Superliga home game was a 3-0 defeat at the hands of Viborg. And Viborg are in third place. So Copenhagen, similar standard to Viborg, in fact, better than Viborg. And they've just got trounced 3-0 off them at home. I expect an in-form Copenhagen, who are in a title race, to have far too much here. And 6-11 is the price. So better than 1-2. So that's pretty spicy odds.
Nice one. I was having a look at this game earlier on because I thought Copenhagen were still playing in the Europa League, but they're not. Because that was the, when you sent it through, I was like, are they playing in the Europa League? Because that would have put me off a wee bit, but they're not. So yeah, good pick in there. I am going to back the Premier League early kickoff. Now, I know this is sacrilege, but I'll start by saying I've actually got a game that's earlier than that on the Saturday, so I feel like it isn't truly the early kickoff for me. This is Bournemouth versus Liverpool, and I'm going to take Liverpool away at 4-9 or 5-11. The reverse fixture of this was played in the fourth round of this season. Liverpool won it 9-0. We beat Man United last week 7-0, starting to click a bit. You can kind of see, United weren't particularly good, but you know, the guys that we've signed are starting to score goals. A good win against Wolves the week before, 0-0 draws with Palace, and that 5-2 loss to Real Madrid weren't so fantastic before then. I just think we're going to have far too much for Bournemouth. I watched them last week against Arsenal and watched the highlights package there. They were 2-0 up and couldn't win that game. I think we might score more than two. You know, I think we've got more firepower in there. I think Bournemouth got lucky with their two goals as well. They were kind of counter-attacky ones. I think Liverpool have too much for them. We're starting to sneak back into the Champions League spots as well. So get a game in hand over Tottenham and are 3 points behind in fifth. Yeah, I just think Liverpool will win this game 4-9, 5-11, depending on your bookmaker of choice. Liverpool to beat Bournemouth, 12:30 kickoff. Nothing suspicious about that. Chris, what have you got banker wise?
So sorry to disappoint you, but I'm going to go to a very vanilla league. We're at the Italian Serie A, and I have gone for Juventus to beat Sampdoria. I can't pronounce anything today. That's a Sunday night game, 7:45 on Sunday night. And Juventus to win, you're getting odds of about 3-10. Now, they've not really been setting the league on fire this year, but they do still have a 60% winning rate. They've scored double the amount of goals they've conceded. Meanwhile, they're against a team that only have two wins to their name. Now, as the time of recording and now, Juventus are playing tomorrow in the Europa League. So maybe listeners might want to check out that game, make sure there's no injuries, no surprises. But I just don't see Sampdoria getting anything at all from this one.
I mean, Chris, Juventus had 15 points docked from them. They should be in second in this league. So yeah. You're very right to do it. I think they're artificially highly priced here, purely because, like, they're further down the league now. They're not in turmoil, but, like, there's an internal politics going on that means they've been deducted points. But, yeah, Sampdoria are the worst team in this league. They've got 12 points.
Yep, exactly. And for everything behind the scenes, at the end of the day, Juventus are still winning on the pitch. So
yeah, without their 15-point deduction, they're in second.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't stress this one. I think it's a good pick.
Okay, dog. So wins for FC Copenhagen, Liverpool and Juventus this weekend. All early payout games on Bet365. The treble is 2.02-1. So over 2-1 for the banker treble this week, which is pretty tasty. On to the value picks. These tend to be higher in price, where we think that the chance of them coming in is better than the odds being offered by the bookies around the even money mark generally. My game's Sunday at 6 a.m. in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, for Consadole Sapporo versus the Yokohama F Marinos. Sapporo have 2 points from their opening 3 J-League games this season. So we're only 3 games into the J-League 2023 season. They play across a calendar year. So we're very, very early in the season. But they've managed 2 points for their first 3 games, drawing with Alberic's Niigata in Hiroshima, whilst losing 3-1 at home to Kobe. The F Marinos, they're unbeaten across their 3 league games. They beat tough opposition in the form of last year's runners-up Kawasaki Frontale. They beat the Urawa Red Diamonds, and they also drew with Hiroshima. Now, the F Marinos here, they're favourites to win the league this year, and rightly so. They won the league last year. They'll be right up there. They will expect to, if not win the league, be in a title fight right till the very end. Sapporo will do absolutely nothing. So it's because it's early in the season, you're getting a good price on the F Marinos here at around even money. You're getting 6-7. You should just take it.
I like to think that maybe we have a Japanese listenership that will have heard you. They're going to do nothing. Like, if you're 4-in and like, I can't believe you would disrespect the team like that.
My home team.
My home team. So sorry to any potential fans of opposition teams against us. But yeah.
You've said much worse about other teams.
Yes.
Much worse.
But it wasn't highlighted. You need to remember. Yeah, I'm about to say bad things about Greuther Fürth. So I'm sure you're going to be on board with that. 6-7 then, is that the price they're going to
offer? 6-7 for the F Marinos, yeah.
Well, 6-7 is also where my value pick sits, and this is St. Pauli versus Greuther Fürth, the German second division. Would have been a first division game a couple of seasons ago. So, St. Pauli versus Greuther Fürth, 12 o'clock on Saturday, so it's why the early fixture I picked in the other one doesn't feel so early, because this one's half an hour earlier than that. So St. Pauli, in the league positions, they're not doing much. They're in seventh. They've taken 35 points from 23 games. Greuther Fürth are in 11th. They've taken 27 points from 23 games. There's not really that much difference between them. 7 points total. St. Pauli, they've got 11 points to get up into the kind of promotion spots there. This is more a bet against St. Pauli and them playing away. They're the joint worst away team in the German second division. From their 11 games, they've taken 6 points total. They've scored 12 goals and conceded 21. The only reason they aren't the worst team is because they've scored one more goal than Jan Regensburg, who have scored 11 goals and 21 conceded, and also have 6 points from there. St. Pauli's home record's all right. They've taken 23 from their 11 games. They're the sixth best home team in this league. They are one of the teams who's played one less game, though, so they could be up among the top three there if they had completed all their fixtures. Fürth away have been rubbish. If you look at their last four games here, they've lost four out of the last five away games. St. Pauli's record at home against them is really quite good. They've won three of the last five games, losing one and drawing one. I just think that St. Pauli are going to go over the top of them. And you can get that at 10-11 or 6-7.
Sorry. The reason I'm laughing there is I'm just compiling the odds, like the live odds you can get just now on Bet365. Using their search function, so I've typed in Fürth. Mm-hmm. Germany Bundesliga 2022-23. So this season, to win outright, Greuther Fürth. Guess the price.
Oh, 2,000 to 1?
It's 500 to 1. But yeah, 500, 2,000, there's not much difference. He is a huge outsider. Pick your price, essentially. To finish in the top two, evens.
What?
What? That's not changed that market then.
To finish in the top three, 25 to 1.
What?
I'd lock in that top two price. Is it, yeah. finishing the bottom two, perhaps? Is that with nope, the wrong text or something?
I'll send you this. It's a misprice. And now, when you find a misprice, it can be one of the most exciting things, because you could potentially make a very big profit. You can't make anything on that misprice. it's of use to nobody.
You cannot. It's only a. It's just to be a nice side feature there. Finding
just amusing.
Misprice.
Madness. Unless it's like finish the top two, excluding the top six teams.
Yeah.
No caveats.
Previous winners of the Bundesliga.
Absolute
well.
Madness.
But yeah, so I think St. Pauli will beat Greuther Fürth there. You get them at 6-7. Which is the same price as Greuther Fürth to finish in the top two. So, Kelly, what do you fancy in that area?
So, unfortunately, I'm going to be breaking the 6-7 streak, but I am going to offer you a 6-5 instead. Also at noon on Saturday in the Bundesliga 2, we've got Darmstadt against Bielefeld, and I'm going for Darmstadt to win at 6-5. Odds are stupid, in my opinion. You've got Darmstadt, who are top of the table. They've got a positive goal difference, a massive positive goal difference, 14 wins from 23 games. And then Bielefeld are nearly the bottom of the table, negative goal difference, and 14 losses from those 23 games. As far as I can see, there was no injuries or suspensions or anything crazy going on. The only possible reason I can see this being an issue is head-to-head. The last 5 years, Bielefeld do have a 5-1-1 draw record in the head-to-head. So perhaps this is just Darmstadt's bogey team. But, you know, if you don't believe in superstitions like that, then I think the odds are great.
I had a look at this game when you sent it. I had a look at this game because it was in the second division already, and I was in that division. Yeah, the other side of that, like Bielefeld, when they got that draw, so Darmstadt Bielefeld was a draw, the last reverse fixture. Bielefeld scored in the 90+4th minute. I don't want any of that this weekend.
A nice
early Darmstadt payout here, but yeah, they're way better team than Bielefeld there. So
yeah, and also Bielefeld, the other thing as well is they have came down from the Bundesliga, so maybe that's putting into the odds a bit as well. But I mean, just look at the table, like they're probably gonna go down from this week as well, like,
double parachute.
They are the value picks, so it's wins for the Yokohama F Marinos, St. Pauli and Darmstadt. If you did fancy combining them, 6.52 to 1 for the value treble this week. And we got the value treble with Jerome a couple of weeks ago. So decent price, and these things do happen. On to the outsiders. This is where we look for something. The bookies have priced up as an underdog, so not the favourite for the match. But we think they have a really good chance of coming in. Mine is Saturday, 5 a.m. in the Japanese top flight, the J1 League, for Kobe versus Urawa. Now, this is the shortest priced outsider I think we're ever going to have, purely because they're not the favourites. Both teams are priced 8-5. So pick whichever one you like, essentially. Not true. Pick Kobe. Pick a home win here. They're the only team in Japan's top flight who have a 100% record through the three matches that have been played. They've beaten Avispa Fukuoka, Sapporo, and Gamba Osaka. Urawa, they just blow hot and cold. They have done for years. They've picked up a home win against Cerezo Osaka last week, but they lost both their first two games by a 2-0 scoreline. Yokohama F Marinos and one to FC Tokyo, both away games. This game is also an away game. So from the small sample size, you can maybe infer this season are not travelling very well. Kobe, top of the league, as I say, 100%. They should be favourites for this match. It's surprising they're not so the fact they're not favourites mean they're my outsider for the week. It is a small odds outsider. I will take the wing for that, but I think they will win the game, which is the most important thing.
We have a whole section for value picks you could have used in. Like, if you wanted to put like something with value odds in, it's right there. Just it's free, or even charity. So with a real outsider and not just some bending of the rules to get in some game that no one can watch at 4 a.m. I'm going to talk about...
It's not true at all, actually. The Japanese J-League has an official YouTube channel now where you can watch them. They show 4 games live for international customers free on YouTube, and the rest can all be watched just through Bet365 if you stake a minimum of £1 on the game.
And plus, it'll be good practice for the fantasy baseball season. So
yeah, I suppose getting
up nice and early.
Those West Coast, that's why I only pick East Coast players, Chris. Like, I can maybe catch their games. So yeah, my outsider pick, unsurprisingly, is a bit higher in odds. This is in the Spanish La Liga. Round 25, seems we're really getting through it now. This is on Saturday night at 8 p.m. It's Valencia versus Osasuna. If I asked you where Valencia are in the league just now, I guarantee you wouldn't get it. They're second bottom. They're almost getting relegated. They're a team who usually dominate the Europa League and seem to just put out some big teams throughout the season. They're not having a good season this year. Admittedly, the bottom of the Spanish league is a bit kind of anyone could get relegated, Scottish Championships, last day of the season style. But the difference between 13th and 19th is 4 points. So, yeah, let's talk about Osasuna and Valencia here. So Osasuna and Valencia, if you'd asked me their league positions without looking, I'd have probably completely switched them. Osasuna are in 8th just now and chasing that final Europa Conference League spot along with Villarreal and Rayo Vallecano. They're 3 points behind that Villarreal and a singular point behind Rayo Vallecano. They've been fantastic recently, Osasuna, and their away form's pretty good too. They've had four draws and a win in there. The win came against Sevilla, where they won 3-2 last week. They've drawn with, via the lead, Espanyol. Elche's not a great draw, and drew with Betis in the cup there as well. Oh, my lights have just turned out in this room. It's for Patreon things. So now, a very spooky podcast. I'm
doing. Really sinister.
We're getting serious now.
Yeah. So for my very serious outsider, I'll just do this. My very serious outsider pick. I'm going to take a draw between Valencia and Osasuna. I think Valencia have got far more potent throughout the year as they've played on, and I think they'll play themselves out of the relegation spots. Osasuna are more likely to drop off, I think, but I think both teams would be happy for a draw here, with Osasuna drawing 4 of the last 5 games and only squeaking a win against Sevilla in there. I wondered about taking this game as an Osasuna win, but I feel like if I do that, it's going to be 0-0. So I'm just going to let it be 0-0 and take it at, I believe, 21-10-ish, or perhaps a different price. I flipped my phone over to use it as a torch. That's my outsider pick. Chris, what you got?
I am disappointed in you, Gordon, not picking the Osasuna win purely so that if you got an early payout on it, you could go, oh, so soon.
In
the chat. It is terrible, but that's what we're used to.
Even by my standards.
Yeah, that is bad power.
You have proximity lighting in your house, in your living room.
No, it's just a timer. Just because we're recording it, like, it just generally goes off. It goes off like just before 11 o'clock.
So do you not touch the light switches ever? Do you just let them go off on
a
timer?
It's a lamp. I don't really know what you're going with, but yeah.
But you're in the house. I thought that was something that you arrange if you're not in the house to mimic a presence.
No, it's when I'm in the house. It generally lets me go, here, you've been playing the PlayStation 2, I need to go to bed. That's the
like
general
silent alarm.
And this early time in the night as well, geez.
That's it, Kelly. I know. I'm just a bit of a early bird, but yeah.
See, this is why I like being pals with Andy. There's somebody who'll reply to me at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Are you watching the Cardinals game? Do you know when I'd reply to that to you, Chris? 7 a.m. the next morning.
Right.
21-10 for mine. What have you got?
Yeah, moving away from lights and lamps. So we are in Scotland. From outsider, we're going down to the League One. It's FC Edinburgh hosting Al Athletic. and I've gone for Aloha to win at 7-4. It's a pretty interesting match on paper. If I was yourself, Gordon, I might have went for a draw, but I just don't have a draw in me.
I know you don't have it.
So yeah, they're kind of neck and neck, third and fourth in the week. Their recent form, at first glance, would suggest an Edinburgh win, which is why they're the favourites. But if you look a little closer, you'll actually see Edinburgh, they've been beating the likes of Kelty Hearts and Clyde, bottom of the table. Whereas Aloha's last two defeats were against the Vermin and Falkirk, the two teams above them in the table. If you go deeper still, you've got Aloha beating the likes of Montrose when Edinburgh can only get a draw. Aloha beating Queen of the South when Edinburgh got beat by them. And the last head-to-head was a 2-1 Aloha victory. Because the draw was kind of tempting to me, I did decide to like go back and watch several of the previous games, which week one standard wasn't the funnest thing.
Wasn't a good experience for you.
But I'm a thorough professional guest on your podcast. So yeah, from what I've seen, they're very much evenly matched in terms of skill, which makes it a coin flip, which makes the odds a 7-4 fantastic if I'm thinking it's a 50-50. So, and plus, with Edinburgh just having been promoted this year, I think they're punching above their weight and going to get found out soon.
Okay, dog. So
I can't slate a guest for their. I can only do Andy for his prices. But yeah, so what's the treble then? Like 3-1 then, boys, between us. What have we got here?
The treble works out at 21.16-1. So better than 20-1, Gordon, which is pretty good. And none of those teams are favourites to win their matches. So you know.
Yeah, none of them are technically favourites.
We fit the brief, and the outsiders we've done very well at this year.
We have.
So let's hope that we get a return to winning ways with this outsider, Trixie. Okay, then, just a small matter of the charity bet. I let it down last week, so I will be backing it this week. £10 of my money on the treble that the three of us come up with now, and all proceeds, including the stake that we get back, will go to a charity next week, should we be successful, or shall I say, when we are successful. Might all hinge on my game. I've got a Sunday game for my charity bet. I'm staying in Japan Sunday, 7 a.m. in the morning. There you go, Gordon. You'll be up naturally at that time.
I'll be there.
You know,
get it on.
To go and milk the cows or whatever it is, the reason that you wake up at fucking 6 in the morning every morning. It should be to watch the J-League and watch specifically Gambo Osaka versus Sanfrecce Hiroshima. I think Hiroshima will be good this year. We got a glimpse of that when they drew away from home at last season's champions Yokohama F. Marinos last week. So you'll remember a few shows ago when we talked about the J-League in the middle section. Before the J-League started, I really fancied Hiroshima to have a very good season and actually be title contenders this year. So that draw away at Yokohama was a bit of a marker. It was a really good result for them. They've since followed that up with a 3-1 home win against Yokohama FC in the Levain Cup, the League Cup in Japan. Gambo Osaka have taken 2 points from their opening three matches. They managed draws against Saga and Tosu and Kashiwa Reysol. They are both not great. And they got blasted 4-0 last week by Vissel Kobe. So I expect to see these teams at opposite ends of the table at the end of the season. So getting an almost even money price on a Hiroshima win right now is a good deal for me. 5-6, Hiroshima.
Sounds really good. Might actually watch that. I've not been watching as much Australian football in the morning anymore. Since I got rid of BT Sport, so the Japanese might fill that AM void for live football. I will almost certainly be the last pick of this podcast. So this is Sunday night at 5 p.m. It's Roma versus Sassuolo, and I would like to take Sassuolo on the double chance, so the X2 line here. Roma and Sassuolo in the league, form-wise at the moment, are pretty similar. Both taking 10 points from the last five games. They've both played a decent standard of team in there. Roma have had a bit of a weird run out in that they beat Juventus last week, but the week before that lost to Cremonese, who were just promoted from the league below and are not great. They're also playing in Europe this week against Real Sociedad. Real Sociedad is a slight sidebar here. Do you know they signed Umar Sadiq, Chris?
No.
What the single worst Rangers player
I've ever seen? Why did somebody bother signing him?
He scored like 20 goals for Almeria a couple of seasons ago, and he's now playing in the La Liga. He was so bad. He got hooked at half-time, I think. Anyway, so that aside, so Roma have got to play Real Sociedad in the Europa League this week, and then they've got to play Sassuolo on Sunday. Now, the head-to-head between these teams is great because they've played in the same league for 3 years plus. 2022, they've played twice, both draws. 2021, they played twice, one draw, and one Roma win with a 91st-minute goal. 2020, they played once, it was 0-0. So 4 games out of the last 5 they've played against each other have been draws, with the only game that wasn't a draw being a 91st-minute goal for Roma deciding it. Sassuolo's away form has been pretty good. They beat Cremonese, so they knew how to do that. They beat Lecce. They lost to Napoli, but they lost 2-0 to a team that are running away with a league. Not really much to look into there. They drew with Udinese and they beat Atalanta. So they've got form for beating teams kind of Roma style. And I think that was when they were playing at home, playing away from home, a bit more reserved. I think Roma coming back off a European night would be all right with getting a draw against a mid-table team here. That's not going to lose them to their job as long as they go out and dispatch Real Sociedad midweek and progress in the Europa League. You get the double chance here at 6-5, so over even money, or 11-9 at Unibet. What a terrible way of describing a price. So 6-5, you'll get them at here for the double chance. And I think that's real good value there and fits nicely into the charity slot. So, Chris, how do you round out this week's action?
Well, before we go into that, the Umar Sadiq comment just kind of perked my interest. That's former Roma player.
That's where he came from first.
Who during his permanent tenure at Roma made 0 appearances over the 4 years.
Same, you know, yeah. We're on Umar Sadiq numbers, me, you, and Andy, Chris. Same Roma appearances.
Although I'd like to think I wouldn't just blatantly dive, but anyway,
yes,
I probably would. Let's be fair. So, I have the pressure of starting off the charity treble. My game is in the Bundesliga. It is on Saturday, the 11th of March at 5:30 PM. I'm taking Dortmund to beat Schalke at odds of 3-5.
No pressure. That's a win. That's it. That's good.
Yeah, I'm glad you agree because I'm about to explain why. Dortmund equal in points with Bayern at the top of the table. Schalke equal at points with 3 other jobbers at the bottom of the table. Should be an absolute no-brainer. Dortmund are just coming off a European defeat last night. But in my opinion, that means they're going to want to bounce back and put down a marker. Head-to-head, you're going back 4 years before you see a Schalke victory. And that game required a penalty and 2 red cards to Dortmund. The only reason I've went for this as a charity and not a banker is because, unlike Andy, I actually like charity. So decided to give them double the odds. So 3-5 there.
Nice. I mean, it is a derby. This is the Reaver Derby, I think it's called. Dortmund are so much better than Schalke.
Yeah.
Dismal. Schalke's only hoping this game is grinding out 0-0.
0-0.
Which you're not doing against Dortmund.
Well, they got 4 in a row, didn't they? 4 nil-nils in a row before they then beat Stuttgart 2-1 off the top of my head. So they do like a 0-0, but I just think Dortmund will be too strong for them. I like the pick, Chris. I like it very much.
Thank you.
If Dortmund have title aspirations, you need to beat Schalke.
You need to be beating Schalke. Yeah, absolutely. So the charity treble then, in chronological order, wins for Borussia Dortmund and then Sanfrecce Hiroshima. And then a draw or Sassuolo. So the double chance, the X2 in Roma versus Sassuolo. The treble combines to odds of 5.72-1. So £67.20 for charity should we get 3 winners there. Obviously, myself and Chris's games will have early payouts on Bet365. And the option of an early payout if they take a 2-goal lead. Whereas, Gordo, we will be seniors out till the bitter end as it's a double chance.
Looking forward to go
2-0 up, you would then have to lose 3-2 for that bet. I've seen it happen.
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, we've seen Elche bet us a couple of weeks ago, but there was no way I was back in Elche. So,
exactly.
Yeah, good.
Wonderful. That is the picks from this week's show. If you would like them all written down, join us as a member of the Trample Bet Club on Patreon. Patreon.com/TramplebetClub or download the Patreon app, search for Trample Bet Podcast. £6 a month. You get the video show, early release, the middle section of that. But, you know, also more importantly, you got all the picks from the podcast written down so you don't need to remember or write down the ones that you like that we've brought to your attention. You can have a list and go through them yourself and pick out the ones that you want for your own coupon. We have a Facebook group. That'll be very active next week. If you're not a member of the Facebook group already, just search Trample Bet Podcast on Facebook. Come and join. It's totally free to join and get involved in the chat. There are loads of chat about football, about rugby, about all sports betting from a couple of hundred people that listen to the show regularly. But there'll be a lot of horse racing chat next week with the Cheltenham Festival. Now, even if you're not a big horse racing fan, get on that because people will be posting where all the free bets are. And just making everyone aware of the fact that, you know, you could pick up a tenner free bet at Paddy Power for this race, or, you know, you'll get your money back at this race from so-and-so. So by just being a wee bit savvy, you basically get free shots at free money. So join us on Facebook and get involved in that. If you do want to be betting on Cheltenham, though, join us on Patreon. We'll have shows every single day for the Cheltenham Festival. We will have cheat sheets every single day of the Cheltenham Festival. It's just my favourite week of the year. It'll be really good fun. So come join us as a member of the Trample Bet Club. Gordo, Chris, is there anything else to round us off for this weekend of Saturday, March 11th, 2023?
Not much to think of other than go Detroit.
I stand by that sentiment as well with go Detroit. Just enjoy it, folks, this weekend. We will see you bright and breezy Tuesday morning. For the first bit of coverage. So catch us there.
Wonderful. Cheers, guys. Thanks everyone for listening. Happy hunting.
Bye.
The Trample Bet Podcast is produced by Andy Vaughan, Gordon McLarnon, and Gary Black, part of the Sports Social Podcast Network. Find the next show you'll love at sports-social.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.